I'm Kate Lee Mills with KWBU, and I'm happy to be back with Ashley Bean Thornton in the studio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know.
The Tri-Waco Triathlon is happening Sunday, and we want the Brazos River to be as clean as possible for the swimmers. So Keep Waco Beautiful invites you to come out tomorrow morning and help clean up the river. Registration will begin at 8:30 for those who didn't already register online. The cleanup will be from 9 to noon. Meet up at the Waco Paddles rental truck behind the food trucks at University Parks in Franklin. Kayaks and canoes will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Keep Waco Beautiful will have pizzas for everyone around 11. Bring a reusable water bottle. Ice water for filling and refilling will be provided. And everybody gets an environmental volunteer t-shirt.
Everybody loves t-shirts, but also, if you love cars, you might enjoy the Show and Shine Car Show tomorrow afternoon.
In addition to the cars, there will be a bounce house for the kiddos, all kinds of door prizes and raffles, and, if you feel like showing off your muscles, a tire toss. All proceeds will benefit Shepherd's Heart, which is one of Waco's largest food pantries.
The show will take place tomorrow afternoon from noon to 4 at Fairgate Shopping Center at the corner of New Road and Bosque. It's free for everyone.
If you're looking to beat the heat tomorrow afternoon, stop by Barnett's Public House. They are hosting Christmas in July for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Waco, so that should at least help you think cool. Barnett's will be donating a portion of all sales, and you are also invited to bring a monetary donation or a toy.
And if you're looking for inspiration about what to bring, the Boys and Girls Club has an Amazon wish list. The link is on the Christmas in July Facebook event on Barnett's Facebook page. The Christmas in July celebration will be from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Barnett's Public House is located at 420 Franklin.
Tuesday, the Advocacy Center for Crime Victims and Children will be making the presentation at the monthly Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce networking meeting. Everyone is invited to come and learn more about this terrific organization that has been providing hope and restoration for victims of crime since 1976. The luncheon will take place at noon at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce building at 915 LaSalle Avenue. Price is $15.
And this week you have a couple of great opportunities to stay in the loop about downtown development.
Swing by the Central Library on Austin between 4 and 6:30 on Monday. That's when the City of Waco is hosting a public information meeting about the Franklin Avenue two-way conversion.
This will be your chance to take a look at the current designs and chat with city staff about the project.
Also, this week is the monthly meeting of 1,000 Friends of Waco. This gathering, which is sponsored by the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce, focuses on strengthening Waco's urban core. If you're interested, you're invited. You'll hear updates from various stakeholders working in the Greater Waco community, including the City of Waco, the Public Improvement District, City Center Waco, and the Greater Waco Chamber's Economic Development Team, among others. This month's meeting will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Greater Waco Chamber building at the corner of 3rd and Franklin.
If you are an arts lover, there is always something happening in town, and this week is no exception.
You've probably noticed several new murals popping up around town. Several of these are thanks to the Art Apprenticeship Program, sponsored by Creative Waco. This is a terrific program that hires Waco ISD students as paid summer art interns. These interns participate in a real-world concept-to-completion project painting a mural. This summer, 11 young artists are working alongside New Orleans artist and muralist Richard C. Thomas, as well as local artists, to add to our growing collection of public art.
Tomorrow morning, you are invited to join the Art Apprenticeship Artists for Community Paint Day. That will be from 8 until 11 at the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Clinic at 1911 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. No experience is necessary. Just come out and support our young creatives as they make their mark.
A fairly new art project in town is a group called Insight. They describe themselves as a creative placemaking initiative that uses the arts and design as tools for transforming communities, strengthening local identity, and leading social change. Right now, they are focusing on theater production and specifically Shakespeare.
This coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings, you can join the Insight Troupe at Brotherwell Brewery for Love and War, scenes, sonnets, and soliloquies from plays you never knew you loved. The show starts at 7 p.m. each night. The Brotherwell Tap Room is located at 400 Bridge Street in East Waco. Tickets are $12.
Summertime is library time. For a complete list of library activities, be sure to check the Waco McLennan Library website. Here are some highlights for this week. On Tuesday afternoon, it'll be slime time. Stop by the Central Library on Austin to mix up your very own customized slime to take home. You can even choose between glow-in-the-dark, glitter, or colored slime. The event starts at 3 and will last until supplies run out.
And for adults, East Waco Library invites you to stop by Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for some tips on healthy living. This week, the topic will be recognizing the signs of heart attacks or strokes, a subject that can literally save your life.
Representatives from the Health District will be on hand to help point out risk factors and to give tips on prevention.
Ashley, thanks for sharing all this information with us. Remember, you can see the Act Locally Waco calendar of events online
at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm looking forward to the slime. I'm also looking forward to painting at the mural.
Yeah.
I want to have like my little spot that I can point to it and say,
I painted that.
I painted that.